sort of to wrap it up, from a pattern perspective, anything from your lives, from experience that you guys have learned and helped you in regards to help building a good pattern in regards to whether it be like fasting, reading the Bible, praying? Are there any like principles or tips that you have seen help build good patterns that would honor the Lord?
Good question, Will.
For like Bible reading, like setting a time, maybe like knowing your schedule and figuring out, okay, I'm going to commit to a time,
right? A day, or whether a time or a pattern. I mean, they and even people in the secular world will talk about kind of like bundling your habits. So if you are someone who gets up and exercises consistently, as long as your next thing is Bible time, you know, along with that, if you're in the habit of making sure you get enough sleep, so all those things kind of are definitely useful. I think that they're spiritual. I mean, it's really ultimately. I remember it was Timothy Keller talking about cultivating a morning and evening kind of prayer time, and it was his wife had said to him. So I think he was talking about after 9/11, they prayed a lot, and then as time went, then that kind of wore off. And his wife said to him, "Well, if we believed, you know, if we didn't pray twice a day, or if we believed we didn't take this medicine twice a day, we would die. We would totally do that." And so that kind of helped him cultivate. So really, a lot of that has to go with what we believe, right? Mm-hmm. So it's difficult to build a habit if you really, you know, are confident that you'll never gain weight, that your heart will always be healthy, and so you'd have not very much reason to exercise. But if you get some cholesterol numbers back from the doctor and you're like, hey, I need to make a change. Yeah. So it's really, I think, about faith. And that's where, you know, like Psalm 119 can be such a valuable resource as far as Bible time. Or if we do believe that sharing the gospel is going to be a great source of joy, and this is actually how God saves people, then can use that to cultivate a discipline of, you know, Lord, please give me someone in this week to share you with. Mm. These are just examples.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's also helpful not to lie to yourself. And so what we often do is we have a bunch of rationalizations, and so sometimes we need to call it for what it is, not to be just beating ourselves on the head, but to at least be honest. Like, I remember talking with someone who was telling me he was too busy to go to church. His name was Lucky. We were in like a market there in South Africa. And I said, Lucky, wait, you're too busy. You're that busy. You're so busy. You can't eat. You just don't eat. And he's like, no, of course I eat. You eat every day. He's like, yeah, I eat every day. I'm like, well, and the point is that like, we do, we're not going to have really a problem making a habit out of eating, because we want it, and also because we know we need it. We'd die without it. And so, you know, when we say I'm too busy or whatever, like, okay, don't lie. I mean, you're not really too busy. You would find the time to eat. It's just that you don't see this as an absolute priority that you would die without. And so then we can talk about it from there. Or even sharing the gospel, you know, it's like, okay, and there's truth to some of the things we say, so that's what's tricky, I guess. But like, I should say, I'm just too afraid of what people will think of me to be awkward for a few minutes and say something that they might not like. Okay, now I can repent of it rather than, whatever excuse. And it's not just being tough on ourselves. We're thankful for our Savior who loves us, but we just want to be careful that we say what's true, and then we can bring what's true to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your help. Overcoming fear of man, because it's not really about the habit that's the problem as much as it's, I just love myself an awful lot, and I don't want people to not love me as much as I love me. And then you can apply the right truth to it.
Wow. I don't want people to not love me as much as I love me. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
What's even more wow is that, like, God loves you even more than you love yourself, right? It's like, whoa.
What am I so worried about here? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.